How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Welcome back. Today, I'd like to share the most common mistakes when people go raw vegan or when they try to transition to veganism from basically eating anything, you know, being eating animals, eating processed foods. So let's start with the first mistake that most people actually make, and that would be under eating. Because let's face it, the processed food has so many additives in it, and sugar is usually very high in calories. So in order to get a lot of calories, people don't need to eat much. And same applies to animal products. Doesn't matter if it's cream or cheese or meats. They all have a lot of calories in very little weight. And if we compare that to vegetables or fruit, the volume to get the same amount of calories is much higher. So it isn't easy for many people to really eat enough, get enough calories in the beginning, because their stomach is just small. So there would be really one solution to this, and that means transitioning slowly, or really almost eating a little too much of what people think is enough for themselves. In the beginning, when I look back 5 years ago, I was basically coming from eating mostly bread and pasta, so lots of gluten and meat. I wasn't really eating vegetables a lot. I did eat fruit, but not a lot either. So for me, I transitioned by incorporating processed foods, processed vegan foods, because I didn't want to miss the taste. So that kind of helped me, because these kinds of things are an equivalent to processed food that's not vegan. So I was for sure getting enough calories. But for people that want to be quite clean and they want to eat whole foods, remember that you really eat enough, and maybe in the beginning track your calories. Not to obsess about it and, you know, measure everything, but just to get an idea of how much you really need to eat to get enough calories in a day. The second mistake that many people make would be perfectionism. So this doesn't apply to everybody, but I would say in today's society, you know, we are kind of conditioned to look at people's flaws. There's this, quite common example of a teacher which, you know, puts, I don't know, 10 different calculations on the board, and then one is wrong, and all the students point out the wrong one instead of saying, you know, you put 9 right ones. So in the same sense, when we transition to a healthier way of eating and living in general, then it's not about perfectionism, because that will really stop us from truly making a change if we want to make everything perfect from the start. It's just not possible. We're going to make mistakes along the way no matter what we do. Even if we, let's say, want to run a marathon and train for that, we're going to make mistakes and over-exercise. And in the same way, it might happen that we overeat or that we undereat, or, you know, but don't let perfectionism stop you. Especially if you're already vegan or whole food vegan and you really want to go fully raw, then in the beginning it can be helpful to use spices that might not be fully raw, or even some salt, or things that, you know, we would view as being imperfect. But if these little things, like if 99% of what you do or 95% is going into the right direction, and only 5% is not optimal yet, that's already a huge achievement. So instead of looking at these 5%, be proud of yourself for making a step into the right direction and move forward. Just keep moving forward. And making mistakes really teaches us how to do it in the right way. And this is really the sustainable approach to changing and transitioning to raw or veganism. So yeah, let's get to the next mistake that many people make. And all of these I made myself, really all of these. So focusing on detox, that's not sustainable. The body is really always detoxing, and we don't really need to, like, unless, I'm saying this with caution, because unless there is a severe illness involved, where, you know, for example, if there's someone with cancer or any chronic disease, really, and they might not have long to live, or the case is really severe, then it might help to be a little bit more strict in the beginning if it's really, really necessary. But if it doesn't, and if you have been able to live, yeah, in the past years without, you know, struggling for life, really seriously struggling for life, then it's really not needed to go heavy into detox, because that, for most people, creates an imbalance. And that's what happened for me. I was really changing my lifestyle and my dietary choices because I was having asthma all my life and skin issues and many, many allergies, fruit allergies, nut allergies, hay fever, things like that. I was allergic to animal hair too, all animal hair or all animals with hair. And really it wasn't necessary for me to do long juice fasts and go heavy into detox. It helped me for sure, but it created an imbalance as well. And even before I started heavy detoxification, my symptoms were gone already. So I was already healed. And I already fixed the issues that I wanted to fix. And for most people, that's the case. Most people can fix their health issues and create balance for themselves without going into deep, deep detox, which for most people is not sustainable, especially dry fasting. And that would also bring me to my next point, the next mistake many people make, because it's quite common and many people talk about that we don't need to drink water when we eat enough fruits and veggies and when we are raw. And for sure, to some extent, we need less because we get a lot of hydration from the fruits and from the vegetables. And maybe if you drink juices, you get lots of hydration from that. But drinking water is essential, really. And having a good access to good quality water really makes a difference. I don't know if you ever experienced that, but in the past, I was also drinking tap water when I wasn't aware of what's in the tap water. In Germany, even people say it's healthy, it's okay to drink. But if you really look into what's in there and what the water contains, then you don't really want to drink it. And I personally feel the difference when I'm at a, you know, local spring and I get my water from there. Or even if I buy bottled spring water, even that is much better and satisfies me much more. I need to drink definitely less. If I drink tap water, sometimes when I'm at a friend's house, I would rather drink some water that's not optimal than not drinking water. And really, like, it just doesn't satisfy me at all. I really also almost don't want to drink it. So it's really important to, become aware of that and make the best choices. The best water I really ever drank was probably in Italy in the mountains, and even in the Balinese mountains, where there are many natural springs. So yeah, hydrate your body, really. Don't listen to what people say, you don't need to drink water. Water is essential. Water is essential for digestion, for hydration, for keeping for making us, you know, think straight. I remember the times where I wasn't drinking enough water and I was mainly drinking juices, and it just didn't work. The next mistake that many people make, or I would say not really a mistake, but the problem that many people have is without being prepared to change their way of eating, they jump into it. So many, many people don't know how to prepare satisfying and nourishing meals. And this becomes a problem, especially when people are busy and they want to change everything at once at the same time. Then they are like, okay, I don't want to eat gluten anymore. I don't want to eat bread. I don't want to eat pasta. I want to get rid of, you know, processed foods altogether and sugar. And they are, if they are literally used to eating these things, you can't just leave them out. You need to replace them with something that, you know, is a substitute for it, is a better substitute and gives you good nutrition and good calories, enough calories. So I've seen this mistake, you know, being made by so many different people. A few friends, some family members, I did it myself at some point, and I see it. I see many people making that mistake online. And the simple solution is it takes some planning and some structure. It takes knowing where to get calories from and good sources and preparation. So if you are stressed, if you have, you know, if you are busy in general and you're working lots of hours every day, then meal prepping can help. Because once we get into a situation where the hunger gets bigger and bigger, then our body naturally looks for the most calorie dense foods. I have one family member who doesn't really eat during the day much, mostly just a smoothie or some juice, or sometimes even not really much at all. And then in the evening, the craving gets, you know, the natural craving, it's just hunger. It's not necessarily a bad craving or negative craving. It's just the hunger that creeps in because, you know, no calories all day or almost no calories. And then what is the body looking for the most calorie dense food? And that would be, again, processed wheat, for example, pasta or bread, and then some oily sauce or some cream or some cheese. So I see this pattern in many people, and sometimes it happens to myself too, when I'm out and about and I haven't really prepped enough food to bring with me. Then I get home and I just want to quickly eat some bread with a vegan spread or something, because that's really calorie dense and it will, you know, fix the hunger very quickly. But if we eat sufficient amount of calories throughout the day and we plan our meals and we eat until we're satisfied for every meal, then the craving just, it doesn't happen anymore. Unless we are emotionally unstable and there's lots of stress in our life, of course, then cravings can come from an emotional place too, but from the physical sense, it won't come from that place anymore. And that would already be a huge step. And yeah, last but not least, I already talked about that quite a bit, would be leaving out the necessary step-by-step transition. So yeah, I mean, that should be the most obvious one for everybody, but it just isn't, because we are living in a society where it's like everything is so fast-paced today. On social media, most people just post perfect pictures, and we make that our idea. We think that's the way or the path that we have to take as well. But really, changing our lifestyle can be fun and easy. And or maybe not easy, but simple. It can be effortless if we choose to. And we can only achieve that if we are surrendering to our own unique path and stop comparing ourselves. Because once we compare ourselves, especially to the information that we see online on social media, usually, or I would say many people don't really post everything they eat and everything they do. So if you see an account who only posts fruit or only juice or only raw. Like, a lot of times they eat behind the scenes, sometimes we eat behind the scenes something unhealthy, but they don't show it. So you think, oh, that's the standard, that's what I'm going for. And then you get maybe guilty or feel ashamed of yourself if you don't achieve that. But really, just, it's so important for you to look at yourself and realize where you are at on your own journey. I always say this, where are you at on your journey right now? And what is a comfortable, but at the same time uncomfortable next step that you want to take? A step in a direction that we haven't really walked in yet is always a bit uncomfortable. That's a good sign. But it shouldn't be frightening. It should be empowering. It should be, okay, this is the next step I'm taking, and it feels so good that I'm naturally moving into that direction. But if we obsess about it and try to be perfect, as I explained earlier, then we try to jump forward too quickly, and then it creates an imbalance again. So it's really important to reflect always where we are at, where you are at on your journey, and then make the next step. So, yeah, these would be the most common mistakes that I see people make and that I personally made. And besides all these mistakes, there are also some tips that I want to give you, which, even if, you know, you don't obsess about food and you get enough calories, mental health is really the foundation of it all. If you're not mentally stable, then it will be very, very hard to sustain a good lifestyle and good eating habits. And the two go hand in hand. Once we eat healthier and we get good nutrition, our body also creates balance within itself. So the hormones will balance themselves, and we will feel much more stable and get better sleep, better rest, so we have more energy, and it just balances everything out. But we also need to actively do things that help our mental health. So, for example, grounding, going out into nature. And I call these things the daily essentials. I talked about this before, but the daily essentials are mainly, so there are two different daily essentials. One thing would be the basic human needs that all of us humans have, which some of them I touched on already, which would be, you know, eating enough, hydration, getting fresh air or breathing fresh air, sunlight, community, things like that. Movement, very important. But then there are individual daily essentials, which could be for someone, could be dancing, or for another person, painting or singing or writing. And that really you have to find out for yourself what gives you pleasure, what you enjoy, and what's fun to you. Because having fun on the health journey is essential. If it's not fun, it's not gonna last. And that's really the case for anything. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, a job, or your health journey. If it's not fun, and if you don't like to do it, if you don't wake up and you're more excited than you are not, then it's not the right thing to do. It can be, you know, a job. For example, I've done jobs in the past that I didn't like, but at the time it was just necessary to do them. That's fine. But overall, we should always be open to change and move into a better direction. Imagine a better life for ourselves and then move into that direction sustainably and slowly and step by step. And yeah, this is everything for today's episode. If you have any questions or you want to reach out to me, feel free to do so on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. But as I say always, I think most of you that listen to this podcast come from Instagram. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you have any suggestions, feel free to reach out to me too. And yeah, otherwise, stay healthy, keep moving your body, go outside, ground yourself, and do what's fun. Do what you love, and you will find health. You will create it for yourself, step by step. And that's it for today. Have a great day, and see you in the next episode.
Bye bye.